freaking out about what lies ahead?
I'm freaking out. Yes.
Freaking out. Here's Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli and Heather Bachman. Rich McFadden is not around. He's down on the beach. There's no beach in Orlando. He can be on the...
Disney. Yeah, at Disney, there is a beach.
Because
there is?
At Disney, there is everything. Oh, yeah.
Disney can create a beach in the middle of Florida.
Yeah, but it's not like a real... It's not
next
a real
to a snow-covered mountain.
Exactly.
It's not like a real beach.
What are you talking about? Sure it is.
All right, so everybody here has been to Disney one point in time. Everybody has been to Disney at least once, right?
I've been to Disney
right?
too many times.
Really? Why?
That way.
Your
yeah.
daughter likes Disney?
We've just,
or fess up, do you like it?
Actually, I was one of the first 100,000 people to go really? To Walt Disney World because I was in college in Florida when it opened.
Yeah.
And I went up there immediately. I was so excited. And since then, I've probably been to Disney 30 times, maybe.
Good Lord.
Wow. Yeah, way too much. It's
get
like,
a
okay.
life, will you please?
Well, you know, two kids, 10 years apart, over 20 years, you know.
That's how they've got it. That's how they've hooked everybody who has a child. The children are so schooled. And the Disney people have done a magnificent job with television and radio and movies, all of this stuff. They create these themes around movies. They create. It's just nothing but money. It's a cash machine.
Of course it is.
It really is. They make so much money, and people have a good time for the most part. It's tough with the lines, but now we had this app you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, this Disney app that's on the yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to wait in line.
You
go
find.
How long
the lines are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't make the lines less. It just tells you where not to go, perhaps.
Exactly.
I was always spoiled when I went. I've only been, I've been to Disneyland, I think, once.
That's
and I've
it?
Been to, yeah, and I went to Disney in Orlando a couple times as a radio person, though I was always treated differently. I didn't have to wait in the lines. I brought the kids there.
That's the best way to go.
Yeah,
it's
really.
The press. Oh,
but,
my
yeah,
God.
Right.
You
my,
feel like a total rock star.
Both Megan and Brendan went. I think we went a couple of times. And I never had to wait in lines, and I didn't have to do what other people complain about having done. And so who am I to complain? That's terrible. I didn't. I was always like right to the front of the line. And it was fun one day. I remember going into someplace I wasn't supposed to go, and all of the people that were the various characters.
Yeah, they take you through the back.
Right, we're getting dressed.
The underground area at Walt Disney World, that's incredible.
Yeah,
the underground corridors.
Yep. Later in in just for a few moments, we're going to meet Michael McMaster. He's not like we have to meet him. If you haven't been around before and you don't know who he is, we will introduce you to him. He has some very important ways for you to help your life. Before we do that, though, a little joy and happiness. Laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
As soap is to the body, laughter is to the soul. Story from a hospital. You know, most hospitals require that if you're being discharged, you got to go out in a wheelchair. And so in the circumstance where I just found this nurse in the room, an elderly gentleman already dressed, sitting on the bed with a suitcase at his feet, insisting that he did not need help to leave the hospital. After the nurse reminded him about the rules, he said, okay. So he let her wheel him to the elevator. On the way down, she asked him if his wife was meeting him. He said, I don't know. She's still upstairs in the bathroom, changing out of her hospital gown.
What
does that mean? that was the funniest part of the whole thing. All right, Michael McMaster meets us in a moment here on Good Day.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Does it bother you when people talk that quickly?
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, because you can't trust them because you can't hear what they're saying.
Can't hear what they're saying. All right, I know somebody we can trust. 13 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Michael McMaster is here, and I thank him every week for coming, spending some time with us, helping you understand, as he has tens of thousands of other people, how to get the right answers, if you will, to things that you're going through. People come to Michael because they want to enlarge their lives. And he teaches you that you have to enlarge your thinking about yourself. Right, Michael? Isn't that really? People think it's like, they come to somebody like you and they think it's like waving a magic wand. Okay, I went to see Michael McMaster, or I talked to him, I got one of his CDs, and I'm cured. I'm healed. I'm better. But that's foolish, because you can't change things by being who you were. You got to be who you want to be. Is that too many words, or does that make sense?
No, Einstein said you cannot solve a problem at the level of the problem. Which means that to change something in your life, you have to change your perspective about it so that you can act differently or think about it differently.
So do you find that hard? And the reason I ask the question is because dealing with people every day as I do, talking to folks, saying things, making statements that are consistently misheard and misunderstood. The most recent may have been this morning, when Jennifer and I were talking about Barack Obama. And I said, I thought, you know, he was okay. He's probably somebody you'd be friendly with, you could be friends with. If you put aside some of the things that you differ with philosophically, he's a good father, seems to be a good husband, has a pretty good sense of humor. You know, those things are likable characters. So you may not like his politics, you don't like his initiatives, you may not like the bills that have been passed and maybe the efforts that way. But that doesn't take away from the fact, at least for me, but for so many people, it does, Michael. People called after I said that. Yeah, what do you mean, Obama? He's this. Blah, blah, blah. And it's because
people only hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Because when you ask a question, some people are not going to like what I'm going to say now, but when you ask a question of somebody, you've already decided in your mind what you want to hear back. So
yeah.
You don't really hear what the other person says. You've already decided what you want to hear. I mean, everybody's like that. Everybody lives in their own reality, and that's how we deal with people. Not too many people actually listen. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of wives out there saying, you know, their husbands don't listen to them, whatever, but that's how we interact with people. We ask a question, we've decided what we wanted to hear back. And it might be the truth, and it might not. It's based upon how you see it.
Yeah, how you see it, how you hear it. Whatever your motivation is, there are all kinds of things. You've got to, you have to give yourself a chance. And if you don't give yourself a chance, that is, look for different ways of thinking, you won't get, and it is very hard for people. Nobody likes change. People want to think of themselves as being really good. We don't want to think of ourselves as being bad. We want to think of ourselves as being good, right?
Yeah, because the brain always wants to make you right. And no matter what the situation is, it wants to do that. And so, I mean, we believe that we are good people. But, you know, like I've told you, I've done this for 30 years. Most people keep repeating the same patterns in their life all the time.
Yeah. And it's what they grew. How do we get those patterns? I was about to make a statement, but I'd rather ask you the question. How do we get the way we are? What is there about what we live that shapes who we are or become?
It's... You, I have to two completely different answers to that. But one is, you know, our environment as we grow up, a lot of us take on the habits of our parents. And
yes.
Some of that comes through our DNA that's passed on, our habits and that. But a lot of it from that. And we unconsciously just repeat it. I mean, even in our mannerisms, the way that we talk, sometimes the way that we move reflects our parents as well. So there are a couple of different ways that we pick it up, but that's one strong one, sure. Let me just repeat it.
Yeah. Repeating things that seem to be comfortable, and then you are not comfortable as you see what the results are, so you want to change those realities, right? And that's
That's true. I mean, if you can get out of your comfort zone and stretch yourself just a little bit more, you can accomplish amazing things. Just that little stretch. It only takes one thought in your brain to say, I'm going to be different or I'm going to become this, and that's exactly what will start to happen to you.
Mm-hmm. How about intuition? As you develop, what import is intuition to your success? You obviously, people that would come to you or who would go listen to your CDs, get them at michaelmcmaster.com, michael-mcmaster.com. Are they looking to try to figure out how to make things work in their own way, or do they really want to change?
It's both. I try to teach people to live by intuition because I tell people that intuition is God's compass for you. And if you can follow that compass, that intuition, your life is going to go pretty well because you're going to make right decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to get people to calm down mentally and emotionally so that they can sense the intuition within inside of them to help them make those decisions and to get them out of difficult situations that they're in.
All right. So here's the way for you to handle your difficult situations. Michael McMaster is at your service. You can go to DougStefan.com, find Michael's picture in the contributors box. That'll get you to MichaelMcMaster.com. Or you go to Michael-McMaster.com and look at the CDs that are there. Understand the landscape and find a way to help yourself. It really is. It's not as difficult. Admitting or understanding that you need help and guidance is the first step and the most important step. And then after that, I think it becomes easier no matter what the problem. Check it out. Michael-McMaster.com. 20 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polkio's vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and shipped for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
American Idol. Last night, there were two performances that were not from those who were trying to win your approval. Matter of fact, former American Idol contestant Stefano Lagano, I loved
it. Is that a great name?
That was last
Stefano
year,
Stefano
right?
Lagano, yes,
Stefano,
he was last year.
Lagano.
I think he got booted around number five last year.
Did he really? Well, he has a new single, Jennifer, called I'm on a Roll, and apparently he is.
Yeah, I really wanted to hate it, but it was pretty good.
You like it?
I was very...
hate anything.
Because it was dance music-y, and I thought, oh, I'm not going to like this, but it was good. It was very good.
You're missing the point. The word hate is a very destructive
word. I just heard the segment with Michael McMaster. I know.
You wanted not to like it.
Come on, this is a good song.
All right, crank it up, Michael. So he write this? How do most of these people come up with these songs? Are they writing them themselves? They have good writers around them?
There's a lot of songs out there. It's hard to say.
Well, is it? But think about how music is created. There are eight notes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it.
And
eight.
Duh. Mm-hmm.
And duh. Right.
Yeah.
For The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there are eight notes. And there are, how many instruments do you think exist in the world? 100?
A lot.
Including a kazoo or not?
String, in addition to the kazoo, right. The string. The string, see, I have her addicted to that now. The string instruments, the horn instruments.
Percussion.
Right. So, with those various, like, how do you put a note on a piece of paper to represent what the drum is supposed to do? How do you,
I have no idea. You're asking the wrong person.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la.
I can play O Come All You Faithful on the piano. That's
somebody who's a drummer.
Me, I'm Mary Had a Little Lamb.
I want to know from a drummer. 800-510-8255. Those of you who are drummers, Pritchard here, he probably, I don't know that he knows how to, he's trying to teach Sean, or Sean's trying to teach him, so I don't know how they're learning how to play the drum. But I want to know from somebody who's a drummer, how do you read the notes on the page? How do you make do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's
do.
How do you do that on a drum? What is the? I don't. Do you understand what I mean? Or
yeah, I understand.
The cymbal.
You can. You know, you can tune drum heads differently, Doug.
No, but
do
you? How do you do do on the drum?
If you have your drum heads tuned a certain way, you possibly could do that. Yes, if you had
really
eight drum heads tuned.
What does drum music look like though? Because they don't read the same music we do, do they?
They don't.
That was what I was trying to figure out.
Because like the notes on like a saxophone or a piano or a guitar.
Well, no, drum music it has to have. If you're not familiar with the music, it has to have the score because drummers are supposed to read notes. Yes,
they read notes, but then they make it go. Because it's not like you hit the drum in a certain spot.
But the way that they annotate the drum beats are basically, you know, the way you would annotate the motion in music.
So it could be said
quarter
that
notes,
drummers
notes,
are the most talented musicians in music.
Actually, though, I mean, the joke is, you know, that I'm not a musician, I'm a drummer, you know, but that's not right. True. I mean, the really good drummers are also excellent musicians. You have to read music.
I'm not a musician. I work at Radio Shack.
You have to be able to follow the score.
I play one on TV.
All right. So this is food for thought. If you're a drummer, help us understand better. 800, and I'm not saying that Roberta's wrong. She's probably right. 800-518. It bothers me when I have to say Roberta's right, though. Those two words, Roberta and right, not good together.
It doesn't flow.
800-510-8255. Katy Perry was also on American Idol last night and sung her new song. It's called Part of Me. So why do all these songs sound the same?
Because you just said there's only a certain number of notes in musical instruments, so hey, come on.
Yeah. So where do we go with this? Where's Beethoven when we need him? Bach. Right?
Bach.
Yeah. All right. But back to the question I was asking, how do these people come up with... I remember, actually, it's one of the things I talked to Paul McCartney about on that plane ride I had with him. What is there that happens to your head when you're writing music? Do you try or is it just there? He said once in a while, when they were together, they knew they had to come up with a song to finish off an album. So they'd try to come up with a song. Versus when you are inspired, how many musicians tell you, at 3 o'clock in the morning, they wake up and they go to the piano and they bang out a tune. I think it's just very interesting how this stuff comes about. Jay listens to Good Day in Monroe, Louisiana. Are you a drum player, Jay?
Not really. I was a music major, music education major. I could probably answer your question for you about drum music.
Please. How does one read the music and make one of the 8 notes on a drum?
Well, on a drum, on just very like a snare drum or bass drum or et cetera, you just have one line of a note or like a quarter note, eighth note, 16th, et cetera. They don't have like up and downs on just regular that. Now, however, when you go to like a timpani, you have different notes. But it's all set the same note,
I need
C, E, G, and et cetera.
All right. I'll take your word for it, Jay. Thank you. 8:30 on Good Day.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the conversation starter, or not. There are many people who are good at conversation. Hopefully they make it to the radio station you're listening to. There are some good conversationalists on the air. Think about your own ability to converse. Heather, Roberta, Jennifer, all of us are here. We're supposedly professional conversationalists. So it is our job. Why are you laughing? It's our job to start conversation, right?
Yes. Think whenever you say professional in the same sentence when you're talking to me, I get kind of nervous.
Really? Right. So forget I said professional.
Okay.
And let's have a, I'm not sure whether we have a contest. It's Fun Friday, so we're letting our hair down, such as it is. And I'm interested either in good conversation starters or the kinds of things that are conversation stoppers.
Like, here's my favorite. Ready? Starter.
Yeah. Okay.
Come here often? Stopper. Excuse me, I have to go itch myself. Go, your turn.
800-510-8255. I will award a handsome prize to the people who have the best conversation starters or stoppers. All right, that was good. That was very good, Jennifer. Roberta, when you are about to begin a conversation, or what would you...
We'd have another stopper. What does it smell like to you?
my starter, sorry, I charge more than that.
That's how you stop a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Depends on the crowd.
Really? This is a tough crowd.
My starter is, hey, sailor, new in town.
Oh, wow. That's original. Uh-huh. All right, so did we get both from Roberta? I think we did. All right, Heather, how about you? Conversation starter, conversation stopper.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how you start a conversation and you finish a conversation.
I didn't do my research on that. I usually just smile and laugh. I'm good with that. Happy Heather.
Well, think about when you and I met. Did I start the conversation or did you start the conversation? I think I looked at you and I said, hey, what's going on with your children or something like that.
Or and I said, that's a mighty fine rooster you have there, sir.
All right. So there was the. That's how we started our conversation. Right. I noticed one person, by the way, this would be a good Facebook item. We want to check what's going on Facebook. A lot of things happening on Facebook today. We'll give you a rundown between Heather and Jennifer in a moment. Here's
could you
one.
Hold my tissue?
800-510-8255. What do you find is good conversation starter? Are you a dog person, a cat person, a fish person, or something else? What is it? And why would you think that would be? Somebody on an airplane once said that to me. Are you a dog person? And I said, yeah. And so we started talking about our dog. So that's a good conversation starter.
Yeah, but typically people that lead with their pets, that always bugs me a little
bit. Well, who's going to say, are you a fish person?
I was just going to say, hey, yeah. Like, who's that? I'm a real fish person. Mm-hmm. Love them fish.
Yeah, right. If you were stranded on a desert island, which actor would you take with you, Jennifer, as a conversation starter?
Mm-hmm. There's so many good ones.
Wow. Yeah.
So wow. It's because people are always
What are we
going
to do? Do I want to get off the island or do I want to stay?
Okay.
I know who I'd take.
Who?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Hands down. I'd love to be locked in a room with him.
Really? I would like George Clooney. Colin Firth.
But no,
like
but see, that's superficial. Because you're just thinking about them.
No, George, no. Colin Firth, not outwardly handsome-ish.
Oh, I think he's a good-looking guy. Of course.
Oh, Ryan Stiles cracks me up. He could make me laugh while I'm stuck on an island.
Don't men look at that differently than women, though, actually?
Who would you pick? Let's find out.
Men feel differently about other men, or do they look as an attractive person attractive? Do women feel this is attractive in a woman? Men feel this is attractive in a man?
No, the same as women think men.
For example, what Jennifer just said about Colin Firth, I think he's a good-looking man. I think part of what I like about him is he has a sense of humor. See if I sound like a woman analyzing this.
Mm-hmm. He's charming.
Has a very charming guy, has a sense of humor, and from what I know of him, he's actually a genuinely good human being. So that would appeal to me as a human being wanting to talk to another human being.
I want funny.
I want funny. Yeah.
No, I want creative. I want Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp doesn't do it for me. I don't know why.
Creative.
Johnny Depp always looks dirty to me.
He'd be like sauntering around the island all nasty.
Oh, don't you think he'd be dirty on the island anyway?
I used to love Brad Pitt. Yeah. And Brad Pitt now just seems dirty to me.
Dirty. Like, both of them are
dirty.
They
all need to shower.
Oh. I'd help them. I'd help them clean up if they needed it.
I mean, really, that's true.
I dropped the soap. Let me pick that up for you.
Typical. Does it bother you when people smell?
Yes, it bothers me when people smell.
Does it not bother you?
Oh, it bothers
me. It is highly offensive.
Yeah, right. I don't want to be next to somebody. So how you can't start a conversation with somebody who smells.
No, and look, come on. We all know, I mean, after you exercise or after you've been working around the house or something, you kind of go, I smell. Like, how do they not know that they smell? I know when I smell. Mm-hmm. Ew. You know? Yeah. Doesn't everybody know when they smell?
The
first thing I do when somebody stinky comes around, and this is a weird reaction that we all have, but I know you all do it. Don't you smell yourself first to make sure it's not you that stinks? You kind of like reach into your
arm.
I always kind of look down like at my purse so that I can stick my nose in my
armpit. Microphone is working. I just stuck my microphone under my arm.
Yeah, I mean, I always check myself. I don't know why. I know it's not me, but I still have to check myself.
Or what about when you see a really sweaty person and they offer their hand to shake it?
Mm.
Do you want to shake their hand?
Mm-mm.
No. And the worst thing, men, I will tell you this right now, women judge you on your handshake, and a weak, sweaty, wet handshake is not going to cut it.
Or a limp handshake.
Limp. That's what I mean.
No.
Not a good
sign. Sweaty, wet handshake.
We used to have a sales guy Barry at my day job, and he was like 100 feet tall. He was a big guy, and so you expect this big, booming, confident handshake, right? Wet and limp. Hi, I'm Barry.
He's going to go,
and just kind of wiggle your hand.
No confidence there in him.
That's so gross.
Yeah, that's really the bottom line.
If you're listening, Barry, I like you, though.
Me? There isn't anything worse than if people complain about me because I have such a firm handshake. And sometimes I forget, even when I'm meeting a woman, I'll squeeze them in there.
Squeeze away. I like it.
Yeah. Well, but some women don't. They are not, I don't think they're offended by it, but they are. Take him out. Oh, that hurts, or something like that.
Any woman, oh gosh, really?
Didn't we start this
you don't want to be that girl that says, ooh, your handshake hurts. Come on, lady, toughen up.
Some do.
I remember I went up to.
Suck it up, it's 10 seconds. My God.
I went up to Nils Lofgren, who's a fantastic guitarist who plays with Bruce, and I shook his hands. He's a little guy, but he has hands the size of a bear.
Yeah.
And when he shook my hand, it was like,
almost crushed it. I'm sure he didn't mean to, but it was just, you know.
See, that's a conversation starter for me. Mm-hmm. If I'm someplace and I meet a woman who has big, strong hands.
Man hands.
I love
You can't say that, though.
And why?
Because you can't go up to a woman and be like, I love your big, strong hands. That's not a compliment.
Want to use your big, strong hands on me, baby?
I love your man hands.
Well, I don't know that I'd call them man hands. But
those things are like catcher's mitts.
Play baseball often?
That's hot.
So I'm unusual. What do you want from me?
No, it's okay.
Your hands are hot.
You can say you have beautiful hands. You don't have to say you have big strapping.
No, I wouldn't put it that way. But
along with the beefy arms.
I find this is quickly deteriorating.
Maybe you got strong hands.
I find that it makes for an interesting conversation because then they start thinking about themselves and they think about themselves well because if they are self-conscious. Yeah. About it. Some women, stop it. Okay.
There's a way to frame your compliment. That's all. Because what you're saying is a compliment in your mind. You just have to frame it in women talk.
Exactly. All right. So I have to be more.
I can tell by your handshake you're a confident woman.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
All right. There's a good conversation starter right there. Good for you.
If somebody said that to me, I'd kind of look at them and go, okay, what planet are you on?
I know. Well, I'd be skeeved a little bit.
Oh.
See, I've been told that I have man hands, so I'm just kind of over it. You don't have to sugarcoat it.
But see, I didn't say you had man hands.
No, but I've been told that.
But you said,
in an affectionate way, I guess. You know,
Right.
Not affectionate. Man hands are never.
I'm not sure that's true. All right, it's just to each his own. 17 before the hour. Dex Steffens Good Day program. If you have high cholesterol, and you're worried about your heart and your circulatory system, probably have a good reason to do that. Would you like to find a way to lower your cholesterol and do it in a natural way? Well, the answer is simple, and it is actually one of those things you almost fall over these things sometimes. Wow, I've heard him talk about this before. Does this stuff really work? And the answer is yes. Product is called Cardiol. It's from Italy. It has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce your cholesterol. And that will make your heart better, keep you away and safe from heart disease, that sort of thing. Lower it now. There's a 30-day trial that you can take advantage of by calling 888-809-6424. You get a free month supply of Cardio. You'll pay shipping and handling, that's all. And then you go on this program for 30 days. Get a blood test before you start and then after you start. That's what I did. And I noticed that my bad cholesterol went down 10% in 30 days. The makers of Cardiol are so confident it'll work for you, they want you to try a free 30-day trial. So call 888-809-6424. Everybody, all men, all women, can use this. It really helps to lower the cholesterol or to maintain it at the right level. So both help in getting it down and maintaining it. That's what's so great about Cardiol. And you can order your free supply at 888-809-6424.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no, I'm silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
It's Fun Friday on Good Day. Nothing serious, nothing heavy.
Hey, Dougie.
Just the four of us. Yes, Jennifer.
I never noticed how precious and feminine your hands were before. They're so soft.
Very sweet.
They're so cute.
They actually aren't. My hands are a mess from the farm. All right, so here's something to think about. If you're running a notorious crime syndicate, Roberta, that's under federal investigation, you might want to use more veiled language when threatening violence against the feds. Anthony Big Cheese D'Annunzio.
Oh, jeez.
I want a nickname like that.
Big Cheese. Jim the Big Cheese.
Where do they come up with these names for these guys?
Just Anthony, call me Cheddar.
Big Cheese D'Annunzio.
I like Gorgonzola.
Has been arrested for racketeering and conspiracy in connection with the Cosa Nostra family here in New England. In the indictment, authorities say he was recorded boasting that he'd remain the boss even if he went to jail, telling members of the Gambino crime family that he would bury
very famous
disobedient members alive. You and I get to watch you die in the ground, Big Cheese allegedly said.
Sorry, I can't take this seriously.
Well, he runs a lot of Rhode Island strip clubs.
He's the Big Cheese.
He's the Big Cheese. Yep, Mr. Big Cheese. So, anyway, I thought that was moderately
amusing. So, if you were a gangster, Doug, what would your gangster name be?
My gangster would be...
Cowflop.
Doug Cowflop Stephan.
No, my name might be Big Tongue.
Oh, all right, creepy.
Big tail, no?
No, still creepy.
Cowchip, Doug Cowchip.
Right.
You know what my favorite one was?
What?
I think of all time, Polly Walnuts.
Really?
The Sopranos. Gotta love Polly Walnuts.
Right. Yep. All right, Facebook today. Busy, lots of activity on Facebook. Actually, there has been a lot of activity this week. It seems to me that we had a pretty good thing going, didn't we, Heather and... Jennifer are watching this, the thing about whether or not we should use cyber attacks against countries who attack us in the cyber way. Don't we have that question? What do we have going on there?
That's just in Facebook.
Yeah, all right. So what do we have? What's going on, ladies? Who's in charge here?
Heather, go for it.
Heather
said. Oh, boy. Well, we do have, actually, we have some interesting comments on there and some people who know what they're talking about. We have former Justin Cordova. Former U.S. Air Force says he's seen it firsthand.
Cyber attacks.
Yeah. And he said that it is happening on to us, rather. And, yes, he thinks we should use it more often and that they do cause a lot of problems for the enemies. Mm. And not in a lethal way.
Mm-hmm.
Often.
Where does that word come from?
The dictionary.
Uh-uh.
Why not?
Often.
Okay.
T is silent.
I'll take that T out of there.
Thank you. All right, so
and I'm going to tell Justin.
Maybe
to do
we'll
the
call
same.
Him right, Doug the Grammar Police Stephan. That'll be your mom name.
Cindy Lee Kratzer also says, yes, America really needs to stop thinking war in game of. And war is a game, rather, and to play nice. So I think people are looking at that as we need to think of some different strategies rather than just the all out violent ones. Sneak attack.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried food, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Get preparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Benelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Is 53 today, as she's singing here the song from the James Bond movie For Your Eyes Only, which was a pretty good flick, as I recall. But it's interesting, though, Chucker, as we go through all the James Bond movies, they really, from the Connery movies are really good. When you think about the ones that Roger Moore did, they seem to be cheesier.
The tone changed because Roger Moore decided to play the character a little bit more with a sense of humor.
Yeah, I guess maybe that was it. And then it came back around to Pierce Brosnan, it got serious, more serious again. But anyway, the music has always been an important part of the James Bond franchise, and proven there by Sheena Easton. Happy birthday to her. She's 53 today. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Looking forward to your preview of the movies that are coming out this weekend. Before we get to...
Ashley, ask me what I'm going to do tonight.
What are you going to do tonight?
Well, I'm going to, in my local community theater here in the Poconos, they're previewing a movie titled Being Flynn, which is a new Robert De Niro movie. It's only got about 50 or 100 screens, and the co-star of the movie, Paul Dano, who co-stars in this film. He played Harrison Ford's son in Cowboys vs. Alien, also co-starred in the movie There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis. He won the Oscar for Best Actor. Paul Dano's going to be at the theater tonight, which I think is really cool.
How did you manage that? Did you call him and ask him? Did you find him?
I didn't, but somebody I know at the theater did. His family, he has roots in the Poconos. His uncle lives here, so he's going to do a favor for the theater as a fundraiser and come on up, which I'm looking forward to. He's a really good actor, actually. I think he's got a very bright future in the business.
Good. Well, that's a good story. Chucker has this local movie theater. He's friends with the guy that runs it and brings in a lot of his own favorite movies, and you do that often on a Friday or Saturday night, right? Do a showing?
I do.
I'm the
vice president of the board of directors of the theater.
Congratulations, Chucker. Big time now. All right. From Stroudsburg to, who knows, you may become the next director of the Academy, right? After.
Hey, only time will tell.
All right. Let's get the hints out, the clues for a movie. You figure out what the movie is. Call us at 800-510-8255, and we will give you a Swell Doug Steffen prize if you haven't won before in Movie Moments. Here are the four clues. You'll win the prize if you can identify the movie from these clues. Architect. Fireman. Son-in-law. World's tallest building. Got it, Chugger?
I better get that one. Yep,
you better get that one. You're right. 800-510-8255. The clues are architect, fireman, son-in-law, world's tallest building. Roberta, you know the movie? Don't tell us what it is if you know.
He
doesn't know.
Speaking of it, yeah.
All right. Jennifer, you know what the movie is?
Not yet.
No. Heather, you know what the movie is?
You know, they could spend $200 million on these big summer movies.
Yeah.
That film was shot, I believe, for $17 million. Wow. And a $200 million summer movie now, I don't think will rival the greatness of that movie.
Okay, you got the idea. 800-510-8255. The hints again, the clues are architect, fireman, son-in-law, world's tallest building. What's the movie? It happened to be the best picture in the year. No, it was a nominee. I don't think it won the award.
It was a nominee.
Okay. Back in the 70s. Okay, you know the name of the movie? Help yourself to 800-510-8255. Well, Trucker tells us what's happening this weekend in a theater near you.
Four movies open, Doug. One is 5-Year Engagement, a new comedy with Jason Segel and Emily Blunt. Reviews are pretty good. Then there's Safe with action star Jason Statham. This film, surprisingly, is tracking weak, about a $9 million opening. I'm going to go see it this afternoon. There's an animated film, The Pirates, Band of Misfits, and The Raven, a new mystery thriller with John Cusack, plays the character of Edgar Allan Poe, involved in a murder mystery. Just one bit of movie news I want to point out. Adam McKay, the director of Anchorman, has signed on to direct a remake of the 1970s Bill Cosby, Sidney Poitier caper comedy Uptown. Saturday night, they're going to look to make it a starring vehicle for Will Smith and Denzel Washington. I think that's a great idea. Another really cool film from the 70s being remade.
Why don't they make it with a couple of white guys? Just to add a twist to it.
I don't know.
Would it work?
But, you know, I think Will Smith and Denzel Washington on a screen is a pretty good pairing.
Yeah, that, no, it is. I'm not trying to be a wise guy. I just was thinking that it would make an interesting twist, if you will. All right, maybe I'm the only one who thought that. 800-510-8255. Kurt's in Archibald, Louisiana. Hi, Kurt. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
What's the name?
Towering Inferno, right?
Towering Inferno was a Best Picture nominee in 1974, starring Paul Newman and Steve McQueen. Remember that? William Holden was in the movie. The bad guy. Say that again.
Faye Dunaway, Fred Astaire.
Was O.J. in that?
O.J. was in that. Yeah, very good.